Washington County Little League All-Stars is on the air. Today's game, Washington County versus Grimes County, 7- and 8-year-old softball, is made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Christ Lutheran Church, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, A1 Quality Plumbing, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dahman and Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Hod Real Estate, Tilleman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Brennan Industrial Group, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizens State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, Double D Glass Services, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet, GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Trader, Green Duck Services, Thrivent Financial, Bilski Waterwell Services, Lamorello's Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Gendura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field for the pregame with your hosts, Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki, after these words from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but the days are longer. We know you're just itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, H-E-B makes it easy. Make just one stop when you're shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way you can hurry back to the fun in the sun. Make H-E-B in Brenham your summer headquarters, located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarm, and having companion auto and life insurance or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowner's insurance, call Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham at 836-4241.
All right, as we welcome you in to the Burton Little League Complex, and we're coming to you tonight from Gibson Field. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you. And Daryl, getting things rolling a little early tonight.
Yeah, we got lucky, this big old bank of clouds in the north back here covering up that sun a little bit early, but we're trying to get it started, so maybe we can beat it if there's a chance that one storm could come through and everything, and number one is safety for the kids and the fans, but we're going to try to get it started a little bit earlier and get it going.
All right, and we will have now our national anthem.
Yeah.
with our start of the game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hi, this is John Hody with the LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street, or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Seven and eight-year-old coach pitch softball. And Washington County, Grimes County, Washington County, the visitors. And the first pitch is a ball to Avery Meyer leading things off here. It'll be Meyer followed by Stella Church and then Lily Landaway. Washington County, because they have the number one seed, had a first round bye. And so this is their first action of bracket play. Ground ball to second, throw to first. And they get the out. Nice play there by the Navasota second baseman, Wesley Emhoff.
Meyer was hustling down the line, but, you know, you got to try to pull that ball and stuff. When you hit it towards second, nine times out of ten, they're going to get you for the short throw.
Yep, and now that'll bring up Stella Church. And first pitch to her is going to be a line drive. Shortstop almost got the glove on it. Instead, it goes down into left field. And Church will be held at first. And that'll bring up Lily Landaway now. And for Grimes County, their starters, Morgan Duff is in the circle. Erica Harper back behind the plate, right side of the infield. Maddie Price at first, Wesley Emhoff at second, left side. It is Carly Brzezinski at short. And this one, a ground ball to third. And throw across the diamond, the air mail to throw.
Everybody's running.
And coming home is Church. And she will be safe with the first run of the game for Washington County. And Landaway ends up all the way at third.
Washington County's really aggressive on these bases. The other night when we had them and watched them play, the girls know how to run these bases and make them throw the ball around.
Yeah. Yeah, like you were saying, their aggressiveness has also been one of the keys to the victory.
Yes.
And that one taken for a ball by Briley Margus.
You put pressure on girls to make them make that play, and they start throwing the ball around. Pretty much only bad things are going to happen.
Yep.
Good
and
shot.
Margus in that one, and that's going to be a base hit in the left field. And that will score Landaway with run number two of the game and an RBI single.
She tried to get that extra base.
Yep. And it's a 2-0 Washington County with one out. That brings up Remy Baker. Baker going to be the catcher this evening for Washington County. Continuing the Grimes County line, they got Maddie Price at third. Outfielders, Ivy Perry in center. Avery Bernard in left and Ava Lee in right. And pitch down low for a ball. And that one ground ball up the third baseline. Price loses the ball and they end up at trying to run her back to second.
Look out.
And they better be careful.
Yes, he better stay on that bag.
Now batting number 15, Ansley.
Teasing going to the next base, but yeah, that one misstep. That's one of those. Is one misstep though, and you can end up with an out.
You fake that throw like you're going to throw it back to the pitcher, it's a good chance you're going to get to tag him out.
And this one foul over, and that's going to land in the just past the Washington County dugout. Washington County in the first base dugout tonight. Grimes County in the third base dugout. Ansley Grau under the batter. And pitch to Grau under, and she smacks that one down the left field line. Fair ball. And on her way, coming in to score is going to be Margus. And now they got to run him back. And that was a good hard hit by Growlander there.
Yeah, she smoked that ball.
Next up, number three.
You know, Coach Meyer always takes visitors. It doesn't matter if he wins the toss or not, because he's confident in his girls with his hitting. You know, you put up a five spot here, Doug, like we talked the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Come back and hold Grimes County to less than two or three runs.
Yep.
Guess what? You come score five again.
Yep.
They really can't catch you.
And bring up Remy Dream. And that one, a ground ball over to the pitcher. Got to flip. The first baseman dropped the ball. Runners are safe. And coming in to score is going to be Baker. And that'll make it 4-0 Washington County. And now Presley Parker to bat.
Number one, Presley.
And coach for Grimes County going to have a word with his team.
Try to settle them down a little bit. Washington County can only score one more run. They get this run in from third. They put their five spot up.
Yep. And Parker batting. And pitch is a ball. Should mention Washington County pitcher tonight, Robin Landaway, former Brenham Cowbat.
She does a good job up there. She throws perfect.
Swung out and missed. And pitches foul away. And next pitch taken for a ball. And this is the fifth pitch for Parker, so she's got a swing. No walks allowed at this level. And swings and misses, and Parker Gallon strikes for out number two. And that'll bring up Paige Collins.
Up next, number 17, Paige.
So Washington County we have two runners on, and first pitch is taken for a ball by Collins. Collins, the ninth batter of the inning for Washington County here. And foul away, one and one.
Really need to find a way to get that third runner in, to get that fifth run. Then that's a positive inning.
And this one,
that is
base hit, and that will score the run. Drawinder comes in. It's an RBI single for Collins, and that'll make it 5-0 Washington County. And that's the end of the first inning, or the top of the first. We're going to the bottom of the first. Back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsor.
Kendura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kendura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kendura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kendura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Kendura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572, visit online at texasfarmcredit.com, or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. Their online catalog at ddmbuildings.com shows their extensive inventory of metal products, including roofing, angle iron, and tubing. And DDM's highly skilled staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Introducing Whataburger's new Bacon Steakhouse Double. With creamy steak sauce, crispy fried onions, aged cheddar, and crunchy bacon, this is a special occasion burger. But what is a special occasion? A day at the park? That's special. Your Friday meeting getting canceled? Special. Uninterrupted alone time spent with your innermost thoughts swirling through your consciousness? Sure, why not? Any occasion can be a special occasion with the Bacon Steakhouse Double, available only at Whataburger for a limited time.
And Nigel Perry smacks one in the left field, gets the leadoff hit for the Grimes County All-Stars. And so runner aboard as Carly Brzezinski bats. Washington County leading 5-0 here in the bottom of the first, and this one sent out to left field. Making the catch. That is the shortstop, Lily Landaway, for out number one.
She turned sideways, Doug, and ran and caught it like you're supposed to.
Shows some great range
yes.
there. I'm going to bring up Zoe Munoz now. So one on, one out. And this one foul up the third base side, and it's 0-1.
Got a great crowd again out here tonight.
Yeah, both sides packed the stands. And even looks like a good crowd on the lower field game as well over there. And this one, another high pop, and Landaway over makes the grab, two away.
Up next, number 13.
Now let's see, that is Burleson County and Columbus on the next field. Morgan Duff, the batter. And Duff pops this one up. And pitcher and third baseman giving chase, but it falls just out of their reach. And this one's going to be a pop up and making the grab. Four out, number three. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the second inning. Washington County leads 5-0. Back at we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair, from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all of your auto glass needs, call them today or visit us online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and their coaches good luck.
In a world where plumbing issues have you drained, call a company that can provide same-day service, free inspections, estimates, and A1 quality plumbing service. A1 Quality Plumbing in Brenham can do just that, whether it's for residential, commercial, or even an emergency. With over 25 years of experience, they do repairs, remodeling, and new construction. Call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877. Or go online to a1qualityplumbers.com. Family-owned and operated. License number RMP-15749.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh, La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Back we go, and Washington County leads it 5-0. We're in the top of the second, and Audrey Smith, the batter. While we were away, Ava Merkley got on board, and so she's at first base. So Merkley at first, Smith batting. And this one is going to be up, foul up the third base side. Sun beginning to set over here, and got the lights on at the field. And this one, ground ball to third. Price fires across to first and gets the out. And meanwhile, Merkley kept right on running, and she's going to end up at third base.
Good job. Smith hit the ball hard and moved that runner two bases instead of one because she ran hard.
And now that'll bring up Brindley Kamich. And Kamich lays down a great bunt. And they're going to put the tag on Merkley. And meanwhile, Kamich is going to end up at second. And so fielder's choice allows Kamich to get on. Merkley out, one unassisted.
Top of the order up.
And now back to the top of the order with Meyer. It's two outs in the inning. And Meyer back in middle line drive, caught by the pitcher. And so that will retire the side in the inning. No runs, no hits, one error, and one left on. And we go to the bottom of the second. It's Washington County 5, Grimes County nothing. Back at we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Pody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, root, root, roots for the home team this baseball season.
Thielemann Construction and Steg and Thielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Thielemann Construction and Steg and Thielemann Plumbing. Visit online at ThielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
And it'll be Wesley Imhoff to lead things off, followed by Maddie Price and then Allie Harrington. Well, the Grimes County All-Stars. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Washington County leads it 5-0, and that one is a ground ball up the first base side and foul. Next pitch, swung out and missed.
Feel like Canadian front that just blowed in, Doug? Canadian air blowing?
Yeah.
See how it's blowing your face? It done dropped 20 degrees here?
And back to the pitcher. And
nice play by Maher.
Gets the out.
She's a little cat up in that circle.
Yeah.
If it's close, she's going to get it.
And that'll bring up Maddie Price now, the third baseman for Grimes County. They play a regulation six at this level. Run rule, 10-run rule after four. Yeah, there's a little nice breeze coming
through. I'm telling
through.
You, that's that Canadian air just blowed in.
And this one back to the pitcher, and Meyer up with it again. Throws to first and gets the out. And now that'll bring him Hallie Harrington. And this one, and Meyer's going to get a third chance here.
All three outs. Good job, little cat.
Throws to first. And that's a three up and three down inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. And we're already heading to the third. Washington County leads it 5-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsor.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League boards, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facility, the Batter's Box. Located in the baseball capital of Texas, take part in the 2024 summer baseball and softball camps. All you have to do is go online to register today. And don't forget to book your summer birthday parties while availabilities last. For more info, check them out online, battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
And we come back here to the top of the third inning. And for Washington County, it'll be their 2, 3, and 4 hitters. Stella Church, Lily Landaway, and Briley Marges. And Church, and just won a high pop, shortstop over. And making the catch there is Brzezinski.
Stella starting off the top of the third. Up next, number 6.
That's one down.
Lily.
And Lily Landaway, the batter.
Both teams playing some pretty good defense right now. After that first inning for Grimes County, kind of settled down. Washington County's not hitting the ball hard on the ground to make them make plays.
And this one, a high fly ball out to left, and it's over the left fielder's head. Landaway heading for two. She's got at least a double.
She's going to keep running.
And then for three.
Don't get tagged out.
And she's going to get tagged out. Time to stretch it to three. Would have probably been better holding up at second. Huh?
Yeah. What is that old saying? You never make that out at third base with less than two outs.
Yeah.
You might gamble if you got two, but.
Yeah. So Briley Margus, the batter.
Nice shot.
Back this one. And that's going to go to the gap. She's looking for set. Oh, no. Now that's coming in. And she does make it. And she's in the circle, so she'll have to go back.
Up next, number four, Remy B.
And so it'll be Remy Baker batting.
All right, Baker, we need a hit here.
And this one's going to be popped up and drops in.
Oh.
What are you waiting on? You don't stand in the end, man.
And so that dropped in, and that'll be a hit for Baker. Runners at second and third. Now Margus goes to third, Baker to second.
Landaway is going to come in to run for the catcher so she can get, they can do that with two outs,
yeah.
So they can speed up the game so she can get her gear on.
And Ansley Growlander, the batter. She had an RBI single and scored a runner first time up. And she's going to, what a catch by the shortstop.
That saved two runs for them.
And so in the inning for Washington County, there were no runs, three hits, no errors, and two left on. And we go on to the bottom half of the third inning. Washington County leads it 5-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsor.
We're the B, we're the A, we're the S, we're BHS.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then show off your skills in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, where your team can eat like champions. Voted best pizza and wings in town, located just off Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award four student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
And on we go to the bottom of the third inning. Washington County leading Grimes County 5-0. And it's Erica Harper, the batter. And Harper pops this one up. Back to goes Meyer. And she makes the catch.
Four outs in a row for little cat.
Leading off the bottom.
Right? Five in a row.
Two pop-ups and three ground balls. She's really making her presence felt.
That's what you got that player in the circle for.
Yeah. Oh, and Thomas Gall, we got somebody with their lights on out there behind center field. They need whoever that is to turn their lights off. They're shining right in on the batters.
Now you just stand in front of the lights. There we go.
There we go. Okay. And so Avery Bernard batting, and she turns on one. It's that one foul over the Grimes County dugout.
She jerked that one out of here.
Yeah, got a good piece of wood on it, just turned on a little too much. And that one turned on and fouled once
took
again.
It in the dugout.
That one actually went in the dugout.
What a... Why, the umpires are telling them to keep them in the dugout.
Well, and heads up, coach.
Yeah.
0-2 pitch, and that time's to straighten it out. The line drive.
Landaway.
The shortstop, Landaway, gets it for out number two. And that'll bring up Ava Lee.
Now up, number nine, Ava.
And this one back up the middle, and Meyer up with it.
Nice.
Oh, the first, and that over time the side. And so in the inning, there were no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. And we move on to the fourth inning. We're halfway through this one. Washington County leads it 5-0. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are, Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Felder's By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
And as we come back here, we're in the top of the fourth inning. Washington County leads at 5-0, and it's going to be Remy Drain to lead things off. She'll be followed by Presley Parker and then Paige Collins. And Drain pops that one up. That's going to be caught by the Grimes County catcher. That's Erica Harper.
Sure need to get some runs this inning.
Number one, Presley.
Get the crowd cheering a little bit.
And Presley Parker, the batter now. And that one bounced up there, a ball, and it's 1-0. And that one taken for a ball, 2-0. And that one is going to be into right field. Drops in for a base hit. And Parker is aboard. Thought about heading for two, but nice relay throw by Grimes County. And Parker will head back to first.
Grimes County played that really well.
And so Paige Collins, the batter. Collins in an RBI single her first time up. Ground ball to third. And throw to first, and they get her for out number two. And throw over to third, and Parker will have to go back to second.
Up next, number nine, Ava.
Now that'll bring up Ava Merkley.
She needs a big hit here, Ava. Come on now.
And pitch to Merkley, and that's going to be a ground ball to the shortstop. Throw to first.
Hey.
And throws high. And now throws home and gets away. Now coming in to score is going to be Parker. Make it 6-0 Washington County. And now that'll bring up Audrey Smith.
Number 30. Audrey.
And Merkley ends up at second base. And Smith the batter.
Oh,
And that one, ground ball to third. Looks the runner back, throw to first, and drops the ball. And the runners are safe. And they overthrew the pitcher, and so now Smith takes off for second base. And so two runners in scoring position now for Brindley Kamich.
Now is number 45, Brindley.
All right.
And pitch to her is down low for a ball. Yeah, that one's going to be popped up. And third baseman caught it for out number three. So in the inning for Washington County, they do come up with one run on one hit. There were a couple errors and two left on. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. Washington County leads it 6-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsor.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham. Okay.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars and would like to give a very special shout-out to number 4, Charlie Majeski. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki Egg Farm's fresh eggs at your local grocery or convenience store and finer food markets. Congratulations and good luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Take state!
And we come back here to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Washington County leading Grimes County 6-0. And it's Allie Lee, the batter. She is the 11th hitter in the lineup for Grimes County. And then they'll go back to the top of the order with Ivy Perry and Carly Brzezinski. And this one, a slow roller down the third base side and foul.
Buddy, we are already in the bottom of four.
Yep.
But WC's playing some heck of a defense.
Yeah. And Grimes County not doing too shabby.
No, not after the first inning. Yeah. They've settled down and they've made all the routine plays.
Yep.
You know, we used to say you make all the routine plays and you mix in one great play here or there, you're going to win every time.
Yep.
And that's right now what Washington County's
up and that
was
one,
doing.
Yeah, that one drops in between Meyer and Landaway. And so Lee gets aboard.
We have number 3, Ivy.
Just kind of a bloop hit there, and now Ivy Perry to bat.
Just the top of the order.
Yep. Just the second hit of the game for Grimes County so far. And pitch. Perry swings and misses 0-1.
She had a base hit in the first to lead the game off.
Yep.
My daughter says my memory's going, but that's pretty good, wasn't it, Doug?
I would say so, yeah.
That's three innings in between, and I still remember that.
Yeah.
No cheat notes, neither.
Yep. Yeah. And this one, a ground ball back to the pitcher. Meyer up with it. Fires to first, and dug it out on the other end.
Uh-oh.
And a good play there by Marcus.
Yeah, she scooped that, baby. Had a lot of snow cone showing there, but it's still out. She had control of it.
Yep. And it's a one down. Runner moves to second, and that'll bring up Carly Brzezinski. And pitch taken for a ball.
Fans are really quiet. I mean, there's really nothing to, haven't had much to cheer about after that first inning, but, you know.
And this one's going to be sent out to right center. That's going to drop in for a hit. And runner coming home. And Grimes County is going to get on the board on an RBI single by Brzezinski. Allie Lee scores. It makes it a 6-1 game.
Kept them in the game right there. Because now they can score five.
Yep.
That's a good hit, though.
Yep. And Zoe Munoz, the batter. And Munoz swings and misses 0-1. This one's going to be popped up. Meyer calling for it, and she'll haul it in for out number two.
See that there? Two hands, too.
Oh, good point.
Yes.
That is a good point.
You know, these major league players, they're teaching these young kids bad habits, because when you watch the major leagues, it's all this showboating with one hand.
Uh-huh.
I'm very proud of her. She sat there and, like old school,
mm-hmm.
both hands. That ball's not coming out of there.
Nope. And that one back to the pitcher. Meyer up, but throws to first. Oh, the throw's wide. And the runners are going to move up.
Good job of backing up first.
Yeah, that's Audrey Smith out there in right. Yeah. Got that throw in back to Meyer so she can get in the circle and prevent those runners from coming in.
If she wouldn't hustle and back up that throw and wasn't there, that run scores.
Exactly.
Great job by Smith.
Yeah, she saved that run, a run from scoring there.
Lucky she learned that from her mama.
And pitches inside for a ball. And Emhoff batting now. So we got two outs and runners at second and third. All right,
Second and third.
No, I am right.
You're right. Okay. Two out, second and third.
And this one back up the middle, and Meyer boots the ball, and the runners are going to be safe everywhere, and the run comes in. And that makes it 6-2 now.
Up next, number eight, Maddie.
And Maddie Price, the batter now. And pitch taken for a ball. Right now, Washington County just got to settle down here and get this last out. And this one, a line drive over to third. And no, there's no force play there. And the run will score.
They're just showing us that they are 8 years old.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what you got to remember.
You know, we get spoiled with those first three innings that playing great defense.
Yeah.
You know, they got to go back to having fun now.
Yep. Yeah, it's now a 6-3 game.
All right, Meyer, make this
back to Meyer. Meyer puts the ball, throw to first, and it got away. And one run's going to score. And another one coming home.
Two runs.
And
score.
That is going to make it 6-5. And just like that, we've got a one-run ball game, and we're at the end of the fourth inning. Washington County 6, Grimes County 5. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
After 4.
BVR Materials, a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials, with all the Little League All-Stars, good luck this season.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
And we move on to the top of the fifth inning. And for Washington County, it's going to be Avery Meyer, followed by Stella Church, and then Lily Landaway. We're here in the top of the fifth. After a big inning for Grimes County, they've cut it to a one-run game. Washington County leads it 6-5.
And again, their home team, so
they get the last at bat.
Washington County needs to answer right here.
Exactly.
If they can put up five in Burton, Matt, that would be a six-run lead, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you got to relax. You got the top of the order here. They need Meyer to get on because she'll put pressure on them.
And Meyer pops this one up.
Out of here.
And
good try, young lady.
Third baseman gave it a good try and just out of her reach. And Price is down. They're checking on it.
Young lady kind of rolled a little funny when she dove for the ball, but a great hustle.
Yeah.
Great job.
Yeah, she's going to get back up and walk it off.
All right, Avery, here we go now. Just believe in yourself,
buddy. That's a Meyer batting here.
Stretching it out.
Yep.
I believe you're going to see this little cat maybe bunt right here.
Yep. Yeah, it looks like Price is okay, so Meyer going to continue her at bat. And this one, ground ball to shortstop. Throw to first, and she beats it out.
Yeah.
Oh, now she's... They're going to throw to second, and... And she saves. She just gets in underneath the tag.
And now she dove hard on the back.
Might be out of, I guess it being out of breath there.
Number eight.
She hit the corner of that bag pretty hard. A little cat ain't got no meat on that bone, so that hurt them ribs a little.
Yes. So trying to walk it off here.
Dad say, I'm going to stay away because if I talk to her, then she might want to start crying more. She tough, though. She getting her breath.
All right, Stella Rose. And now Stella Church batting here. So one on, nobody out here in the fifth. Still 6-5 Washington County.
Ready, Morgan.
And Church takes the first pitch for a ball. And that one's going to be sent out into right field. Got a drop in for a hit. Meyer is speeding around second and all the way to third.
Keep running. This little cat's going to score.
And
that girl.
Into the run.
She read that like a book, Doug. Did you see that ball to right field? She never stopped.
Lily.
She took off.
Yeah.
Now Landaway needs to hit another shot here.
And Landaway batting now. She's been on base both times. Time called. You need a quick shoot. shoe tie there.
I think she put a double hooey on that one.
Yep. So now 7-5 Washington County, and nobody out here in the fifth. And that one back up the middle, and pitcher up with it. She'll throw to first, strike number one. And they overthrew home plate, and coming in to score is going to be Church. And that'll make it 8-5 Washington County. And now that'll bring up Briley Margus.
Now batting number 7, Briley.
Margus with 2 hits in the game. And foul that one away.
This young lady has a really pretty swing.
She sure does. And this one, a ground ball up the first base side, and she will beat it out. Infield hit for Margus. She's now 3-for-3.
Ooh. Catch her.
Four.
She swung that bat and almost hit Coach.
Yep. And Remy Baker, the batter. So, you got one out runner at first. And pitch is taken for a ball. And
there you go.
Sent into left field base hit. And throw comes into third. It's a 2 aboard. And that'll bring up Ansley Growlander.
He's behind you.
Now batting number 15, Ansley.
Growlander down trying to get those extra runs in.
Right now, we only got a 3-run lead. It sure would be nice to get these other two in.
Yeah. And this one foul back into the screen. And swung on a miss. Now under 1-for-2 in the game. And sends this one a ground ball to third, and she's going to run to the bag and get out number 2. And
the plate number 3, Remy D.
And Remy drained the batter. And time is called.
Gonna run for the catcher.
Yeah. So she can get her gear on. And with it being 2 outs in the inning.
Number 7 doing that running. Is that Landaway?
That's Margus.
Margus. That's right. She made the last out.
And this one, a pop up. Second base. Oh, pitcher went over and.
Come on home.
Actually ended up booting the ball and now run coming home.
That was big.
Yep.
One and more time here now.
Yeah, that makes it.
Number 1, Presley.
Have 3 runs in the inning here to make it 9-5. And Parker, the batter, takes a pitch for a ball.
She could hit this one out in the outfield. We're going to score 2 here. Put up that 5 spot.
And pitch taken for a ball. And this one popped up.
Gonna fall.
And drops in for a hit.
Got it in first. Play by Shark.
And that will retire the side. Washington County does put three runs on the board. And they lead it now 9-5 as we go to the bottom of the fifth. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company in Brenham, offers a wide variety of services: residential, commercial, and construction waste removal and recycling, metal recycling, portable sanitation, container rental. Their scrap yard is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Their collection station is open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, and Saturday, 9 till 1. Big would also like to wish all the Little League players good luck on their All-Star Tournament and special luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family. Brennan Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company.
And we come back here. We're heading to the bottom half of the fifth inning. It is Grimes County, Washington County leading Grimes County 9-5.
Bottom field, it's kind of runaway. Columbus is blowing Burleson County out 12-2 on the fourth.
So that one's just about, I'll be pretty close to wrapping up there.
Columbus is a solid team. They're gonna give somebody a really good run.
And Erica Harper, the batter. And this one, a ground ball back to the pitcher, and Meyer up with it, throws to first. That's one away. And now that'll bring up Avery Bernard.
Avery.
And this one, knocked down by the third baseman. Now throw to first and in there. Making it safely is Bernard. And that'll bring up Ava Lee.
Landaway showed her arm off on that one. Nice play.
Yep. Batting number 9. Ava.
Oh, they called her out on it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They were fixing.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't run through the bag, and I guess the stretch got her.
Oh, okay. And pitch foul away. So two down now, and Ava Lee the batter.
Hold up, shortstop.
And this one, a ground ball to first. And Marius will put the tag on her. Oh, no, she missed the tag, and she's safe.
Now batting number 10, Allie.
And so that'll bring up Allie. And this one back up the middle, and Meyer trying to knock it down. Second baseman overthrows first.
Get it to the pitcher. There you go.
And so that'll move the runners up.
Up next, number 3, Ivy.
So Ava lead to third base, Allie lead to second base, and that goes back to the top of the Grimes County order now with Ivory Perry. I tell you, Grimes County not going quietly.
No, they're a scrappy little team. They don't give up.
And pitch foul away. It's an 0-1 count. And that one, line drive, base hit. That's going to get a run home.
Two runs.
She's going to end up with a double. And that'll cut it to a 9-7 game now.
Up to bat now, number one, Carly.
Settle down. Let's get an out here, girls. Just need one more.
And next pitch. High pop in. That's going to drop in.
Get it in quick.
And they overthrew the pitcher. Runner coming home, and she will score. And it's a one-run game again. And brings up Zoe Munoz. And time called now. Coach wanting to have a word with the Washington County players as they're down to a one-run lead.
Coach Meyer just calming them down. You know, they got in that deal like the other night when we did it. They were throwing, got in the habit of throwing the ball around. Get that baby to the circle.
Yep. When in all doubt, that's the best rule.
That's right.
At this level, get it back to the pitcher.
Yes.
Zoe!
Take your chance on the next one.
And so Zoe Munoz, the batter. And she's going to pop this
one up. All right, Landaway.
And Landaway hauls it in, out number three. But a big inning for Grimes County as they've cut it again to a one-run lead, 9-8. We head on to the sixth inning, back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drayen at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
All right, here we go. As for Washington County, it'll be Paige Collins along with Ava Merkley and Audrey Smith. And first pitch, Collins back up the middle. Pitcher knocks it down, throw to first, and that's one away.
Now batting number nine, Ava.
And Ava Merkley, the batter. And you got somebody with their lights on out in center field.
Umpire, lights.
Yeah, I don't think our
umpire.
Oh, there they went. Yeah, it's a Merkley, the batter. And this one, a ground ball to short. So the first is overthrown, and Merkley is going to reach base. And she's going to end up at second.
Up next, number 30.
And that'll bring up Audrey Smith.
Got one out here.
Yep. And pitch to Smith.
Good shot.
Oh, that's going to get in for a base hit.
Come on, come on, come on, run.
And run. Quickly rounded third. Smith's going to go back to first. It's an RBI single, and Merkley scores to make it 10-8 Washington County. And that'll bring up Brindley Smith. Brindley Kmetz, rather.
Brindley!
And Kmetz.
That was big.
And this one, a ground ball back to the pitcher. But a first, and the first baseman couldn't hold on to it. And that'll move the runners up.
That away. All right.
And so Smith to third, commits to second, and now back to the top of the order with Avery Meyer.
Little Myers, dude, they robbed her a line drive back through the middle last time.
And this one, ground ball to third. Throw to first, and runner safe, scoring is Smith. And makes it 11-8. As Kmitch goes to third, and Meyer ends up all the way at second, and Stella Church bats.
Yeah, she can bust this thing wide open right here.
Yeah, and in Washington County, if they could get to that 14, they could win this thing without having to play the bottom of the inning. There would be a 6-run lead, and the most they could get would be that Grimes could get would be 5. And throw to first, and they get the out. And scoring was Kmitch to make it 12-8. Two down now.
Landaway needs a clutch here. We could sure use this 5 spot. And yeah, all they could do is tie us. But I think if they put a 5 right here, that's kind of going to damper the spirits.
Yeah. And this one is
it is.
Through the hit.
That's 5. That's 5.
And she is coming all the way around. And that's now 4 runs in the inning. And so Washington County just needs one more. And Remy Baker, the batter.
Now number 7, Brindley Briley.
Oh, no, Bradley Margus. Yeah. Excuse me.
Base hit here. It's over.
Yep. And coach coming out to have a word. Runner third, 2 down. Washington County with a 13-8 lead.
I don't want to jinx it, but this young lady hits the ball very well.
Yeah. This one popped up, catcher giving chase, and just missed.
She gave it all she had to catch that ball.
Yep. Nice and
easy, okay?
And this one back up the middle, and...
Oh,
and pitcher is hurt. The run scores, but the pitcher, this is Morgan Duff for Rimes County, is down. And the coach is going out to check on her.
Let's hope she's okay.
Yeah.
Looked like to me the ball might have come up and hit her in the stomach, maybe.
Okay.
But
as well, it's hard because with the extra person out there doing the Robin was trying to get out of the way.
Slipping on her knee.
Yeah. They're going to pick her up and haul her off, and that is going to be the ball game.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will be
your final score. Washington County wins it 14-8. And we'll be back with the post game after we hear 3 minutes from our sponsors.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. Your selection recognizes the hard work you put in during the regular season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services since 1967. They strive to elevate and serve others through their offices in Brenham, College Station, and Katy. And they've been recognized as one of the top regional accounting firms in the Southwest. Seidel Schrader wishes good luck to all the Washington County teams in their All-Star tournaments.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Insurance can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dominant Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dominant Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, call Dominant Associates at 979-836-4241 or stop by their office at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
All right, back we come here to the post game where the Washington County 8-year-old softball All-Stars getting the win tonight over Grimes County, 14-8 the final score. And Darrell, that game was a lot closer than I think most folks expected it to be.
Yeah, I mean, the way it started out, you know, you everything was perfect. You put 5 runs on the board, your visitors, that's what you want to do. They came out and they played tremendous defense for 3 innings.
Yeah.
And, you know, then the wheels fell off, and that's been happening. And that's going to happen. These are young kids playing. Mm-hmm. We expect, as parents, these coaches out here the same way, we expect them to be perfect. And they're 8 years old. They're out here having fun.
Yeah.
And stuff. So, you know, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But the good part about it, they responded back in that last inning and finished the game.
Yeah.
You know, Columbus down here, they scored a lot of runs and held Burleson County to only two.
Yeah.
This Grimes County team is a good, scrappy team. They're gonna stay in this tournament for a while. You know, I pray that the little girl on the mound, she's okay.
Yeah.
You know, anytime you see them carrying them off, that she was holding her knee, you worry about that.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, this is a game. The girls are having fun. We're too serious, and for me to say that, everybody that knows me knows that I am serious. When you cross that line, you're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Washington County's doing right now. Yeah, they had a hiccup there, but they turned it around just as fast and made the plays when they needed to make the plays and then hit the ball at the end to turn the line up to the top and finish this thing.
It certainly did, and a great job by WC tonight. And that's going to set up a good matchup with Columbus tomorrow night back here at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, we're going to take another break and be back after we hear 3 minutes from our sponsors.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Breathing, it's just what we do. But is the air you're breathing even clean? Do you even know? That's where we come in. Holly here for Green Duct Services.
Quack, quack.
Let us come in and clean your air ducts to reduce allergens, improve air quality, remove mildew, and increase energy efficiency. Our only job is literally to change the air you breathe. So give us a call today, 979-421-9191, to book your appointment or for a free estimate. You can also check us out, greenduckservices.com.
Hi, friends. Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla, the country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
Back we come here. And let's take a look at where the tournament goes now. Tomorrow night, it'll start with two losers bracket games at 6 o'clock. It's going to be LaGrange versus Belleville and Bastrop against Burleson County. And then two winners bracket games tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. It's going to be Lee County and Sealy, and then Washington County and Columbus. And I know, Darryl, we were talking during the break, that Washington County and Columbus, that is going to be definitely a good one to pay attention to tomorrow.
I think that, from what I've been watching, that's the best two teams. Lee County is playing really good right now. and everything. They started out a little slow, but they're playing really good ball also. But Columbus, they've been solid every game. And Washington County, they're playing really well, but they're going to have to step that up. They're not going to be able to have two bad innings of throwing the ball around. They're going to have to only cut it to one, and then they can get the job done.
Yeah, it should be a fun matchup. And just got word in from over in Hempstead, and the Washington County White team and our good buddy Clay Bossy and his crew, they get the win over Hempstead tonight, 16-15. So after dropping the first game, they win tonight and get to fight another day.
Stayed alive. And that's all you got to do. You got to win by one.
And Washington County Green Team, they are they were off tonight. They're going to play Sealy tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And meanwhile, the 9-year-olds, they played Columbus tonight over in Giddings. Have not heard a final yet on that one. But if we get it before we get off the air, we'll be sure and pass that along to you. And let's take another break and be back after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsor.
Citizens State Bank wants to introduce you to a more personal banking relationship, a relationship where you have real-life conversations with professionals inside a place where big financial decisions that affect your life are made right where you live. This isn't anything new. CSB has been doing this for over 95 years. So stop in and say howdy. We're always in the neighborhood. CSB, local people, local decisions, member FDIC.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big Family in their district tournament games.
Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And back we go here. Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki with you from Burton. And, well, we managed to hold the weather off tonight.
But we got a cool, like I told you a while ago, that cool Canadian air come blowing in. Just got a report from Giddings. The boys did. They run ruled.
After four? Okay, good.
In four innings. So great job with those cats up there.
So clean sweep for Washington County tonight.
Yes.
Three games, three wins. That's what we'd like to hear.
That's what I'm talking about. Take them W's. But, yes, it turned out to be a beautiful evening.
Yeah.
You know, it started out a little warm the early games, but we got that cloud bank up there and got that little breeze blowing in here. And it's always a breeze. It seems like whether it's blowing from the north or the south, we're going to get a breeze blowing through here. And great night for softball. Great crowd again. And, you know, it's just a joy to sit back here and look at these kids having fun. The parents everywhere. The other teams in the outfield that's come to support them. You know, again, I can't say enough about my people, my volunteers. I give all the credit to them. They I don't have to worry about a thing. They're going to help. My nephew and John Hody back there and down at the pit, they're cooking us some going to have some stuffed potatoes here in a little bit. You know, hats off to all the volunteers, the umpires. You know, they're out here for the kids. You know, and it's just a tremendous feeling when you see people come together and volunteer to help. That's what you're supposed to do. You know, you've been playing this game. We've given a lot. People did when we were playing. They helped us. Now it's our turn to turn around. And, you know, I challenge everybody out there, if you get a chance to help somebody, putting on a tournament can be really easy and really fun, like we have it here, because we're blessed to have people that are dedicated to coming and wanting to be a part of this and wanting to make it as nice. It makes you feel really good that when people from other towns come up and say how nice the facility is, how great the food is, and how the people are so nice. That's what I want to hear, you know, because we're here to serve them. We're here to make people happy. You know, when we're on the air, we're going to joke, but at the same time, what you're doing and calling this game for those people that are not here, they're feeling, you want them to feel like they're at the game and stuff, and you do a great job with that, Doug, and you know, that's what we're supposed to do. The sponsors, again, we couldn't do it without all these sponsors. Go support them, guys, because you know, they're the ones footing the bill, so you can listen to it. So if you have a chance to do that, I challenge you on that too. And stuff, it's not that expensive to do it, and you get a lot of recognition and everything. So help out. You know, we all have things that we throw our money away on, which we think is fun for us. You know, I enjoy this here. I enjoy kids. Everybody that knows me, I love kids. Love seeing them smile, you know, and this is what we're here to do. They're still running the bases, falling around on there. Sheila Spivey is out here at first base trying to be Paw Patrol, I guess, out there watching and everything. But just a great night, Doug, and, and always a joy to get to do this with you. And and like I said, last thing, thanks again to all my people that volunteer and help. We try to give some nights off to let other people work and everything. You know, you got to have your break every once in a while. But at the same time, as you see, Debbie's running around here going from one to another. And they never complain. And that's what makes it fun for me.
Exactly. Well, we got one more break to take, and we'll be back to wrap it up after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go wash County All-Stars.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth at Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars. Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
Are you ready to build that new barnuminium you've been dreaming about? Or maybe it's a new workshop, a storage building, or even a metal house. DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop is ready when you are. DDM has been fabricating metal buildings in Texas for over a quarter century, so you know you can trust them with your project. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their office and let their staff explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and design. Choose the
industry leader for your metal building, DDM.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for us here tonight. I want to thank Grayson back at the studios for his fine work on the boards. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. Of course, big thank you to our sponsors who make these broadcasts possible. And for Daryl Kiki to my right, for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug Brown said good night, everybody.